Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, thank you very much. Welcome back, everybody. Hi, I'm Doug Llewellyn, and it's a pleasure to have you with us. And we are excited to welcome back Jim Saar. He's the founder and the CEO of Apparel Strategic Alliances. Jim joined us last week for a half hour. He's back with us again today and will be with us for the next 2 weeks as well in a discussion about performance wear. This is a pretty fascinating subject when you get into it. We're talking about clothes, okay? The most popular apparel wear on the market today is made with a synthetic polyester spandex that is wicking, thermal, and antimicrobial. Now, over the last 20 years, this kind of apparel has evolved into a huge industry, $17 billion a year. And that's because the world believes it's the best. This company that was founded by Jim Saar, our guest, has developed a 55% cotton and 45% polypropylene, I think I pronounced that right, product that does everything that polyester spandex products do, but much more. And this company is the first one to do this. We're going to get into more detail. I know Jim talked about this last week. For those of you who didn't hear any of that broadcast, we're going to repeat a little, recap a little bit and get Jim to explain just what Apparel Strategic Alliances is, because it's a very interesting name. But anyway, it's a whole fantastic subject, and I think you're going to be amazed when you hear more about this. So let's welcome Jim Saar back to the microphones of CUTV News. Jim, welcome. Nice to have you back with us again. By the way, you're based in Jackson, New Jersey. It's where you're company's headquarters is. Tell me, because it's an odd name, people may not grasp what it's all about. What is Strategic Apparel Strategic Alliances? What is this company? How do you describe it?
Well, thank you for having me back. Enjoyed being on your show. Apparel Strategic Alliance was formed several years ago when we had access to developing this new high-tech fabric into garments. I knew I had to bring the best of the best to the market. I also knew that I had to make alliances and strategic alliances with the best if I was going to build anything of any size. This thing has such possible growth as far as tremendous growth in the not only the sporting industry but in the medical area, also into workwear area, into home furnishings. It's so tremendous that in order to take advantage of all those areas, we had to bring a who's who team together. Sometimes we call ourselves the Overhill Gang. A lot of us are 50 to 75, but we feel like we're young at heart. And when you go to the website, you'll see the who's who team. We have some really high, talented, really sharp textile engineers involved that were blessed to be able to work with Cool Visions people who developed the base fiber to be able to work the magic, and also the mills we work with in Mexico with Mural. We do some production there. And most of our production is made, I would say 99% of it, made in America, to be able to create jobs. So Apparel Strategic Alliance, I came up with and said, look, I got to bring them together. It's going to be a strategic alliance to get to where I need to be. And that's how the name came to be 3.5 years ago.
So you've created this fabric, and I know you're an engineer yourself. By the way, looking at the team of you've put together, it's pretty cool guys. Howard Ellis looks like a movie star down there. it's really great if you look at the web. By the way, the website is apparelstrategicalliance.com. And correct me on this, because I mentioned that, is it alliances plural or singular?
Alliance is plural.
It is plural. Okay, so the website would be a plural as well, apparelstrategicalliances.com, is that right?
That is correct.
Okay, very good. All right, it's a fascinating website. Go ahead.
We also have a shortcut. We have a shortcut for easy access. We are weerasa.com. We are ASA. So if you don't want to type out the whole word, type weerasa.com, and that should take you there.
Okay, good enough. Good to know. Let's talk about this fabric. Now, I know you've been in the industry a long time. Your whole team has been in the industry a long time. But I thought originally, you know, that this was performance clothing. Actually, you do a little bit of everything. This fabric is used in active wear, outerwear, sweaters, bedding, I mean, medical products. The list is pretty extensive as to how you can use this fabric. Am I right?
That is absolutely correct. It just has so many of its inherent properties of performance. We were able to actually take it to these other air industries, these other types of products that you wouldn't traditionally do in the garment industry. Normally in the garment industry, you're either known as an outerwear company or a children's wear company or a fashion company, but very rarely do you have an apparel company that is home furnishings, medical, all that. That again meant that I had to go get a great team of experts that could handle their respective fields in order to grow this company the way we wanted to grow it.
So it's all based, and correct me if I'm wrong, on this specific fabric that you've developed that is 55% cotton and 45% polypropylene. Is that right?
Polypropylene. What? That's correct.
What makes it so unique?
Well, the fiber itself was developed by a company called FiberVision that came up with the name CoolVision, and they are one of the world's leading polypropylene staple manufacturers in the world. And, in fact, they make the fiber in Covington, Georgia, in one of the plants. And this company has been around for 50 years, so they have been here a long time making polypropylene fiber. Normally polypropylene, Doug, or polyester, looks like fishing line. It's a monofilament. And when you knit the garments, it actually looks like you have spools of fishing line on your machine. What these gentlemen had done at CoolVision, FiberVision, and these companies, they're also owned by a huge conglomerate. They're a subsidiary of Indrama, which is a huge company, and they developed a patent taking polypropylene, the fishing line, and making it into a staple in common sense. I mean, it's more complicated than that, but if you can envision taking a ball of cotton from your that you stick in your ear or you get in it and you get cotton swab, the polypropylene fiber now looks like that. It doesn't look like a fishing line. And what we did was we took that fiber with cotton fiber, and we were able to put it together through a lot of trial and error. It took us 3.5 years to come up with a fabric that would give you a cotton hand, even though it was synthetic. But after we engineered this to get the great cotton hand, all of a sudden we found out there was a lot of other miracles that happened. Now, normally polypropylene or polyester inherently, because of nature, has a high wicking rate. It has moisture management. It has some thermal regulating to it, and it also is antimicrobial just by itself. You can take polypropylene and put it near water, just the yarn. It will actually push the water away by nature. Now, that's why the polyester people made a killing in the industry. 20 years ago, we all wore golf shirts that were cotton, real nice cotton. But we would get wet, we'd sweat, and we'd soak. They had figured out by taking this fiber, making it into a yarn, and then putting it on your garment, on your body, it would wick the fabric away. The only problem is that with this type of product, it actually, polyester against your body causes heat. And if you put spandex in there, it even pushes harder. So as your body starts to generate heat, obviously it perspires, you sweat, that water comes through the pores of the fabric to the outside. Now, one thing that the normal person doesn't know about wicking, they all tell you that our garments wick. Wicking is a function of airflow. So, for example, if you sat in a room with a shirt on, you were sweating, and there was no air flowing, no fan running, you would remain soaked because it wouldn't take the moisture away. where you go outside where the air has a 2-mile-an-hour breeze, whatever, that breeze going across the outer fabric actually is taking the moisture away, and it causes that cooling effect. That's how it's done. Our fabric is so incredible that in some cases, a majority of the cases, a person doesn't even sweat. It actually allows the heat to dissipate away from the body. And if it does sweat, it does wick, and it dries very careful. The biggest thing we've had with everybody that wears our garments is one thing. When you wear a polyester spandex to a gym, unless you take a shower, you feel a little bit slimy, wet, licky, and you take a shower. You can literally walk away with our garments on, and you will feel comfortable. You will feel fresh. You won't have odor. And it's just a miracle what it does. It's really cool that it doesn't have to let you sweat because it controls the temperature. And that's the really cool feature about all this.
All right, I have a couple questions. Number one, define for me, you use the term, and people not in this industry, you know, don't understand this or haven't heard it. They're not familiar with it. When you use the term wick, define what wick really means. And spell it. How do you spell it? W-I-C-K?
Yeah, very simple. W-I-C-K. And
okay.
All the big sporting giants out there all have their wicking, they call it moisture regulating. And what it is, when you push the fabric against your body, especially polyester, if you push it against your body, it will trap your body heat. That's what it does. And it causes you to sweat. When you sweat, if you look under a microscope at your fabric on your garment, it looks like an old basket, like you weave the basket with straw. And
right.
What it does, there's little spaces in between. The water starts to go through there. Now, unless there's airflow, it doesn't take the water away. That's called wicking, taking the moisture away. That's the short version of it. If there's no airflow, the water will just reside on the outside surface, and then if it's a high temperature, it will start to automatically dry due to temperature. But if there's airflow, wicking, it will then take the moisture away, and that sensation of removing the liquid actually gives you, in some cases, what they call the cooling effect. And that's what they define as wicking.
And so that a cotton T-shirt, a typical cotton T-shirt, which you would wear, would wick moisture away from your body, but it would hold the moisture on it. That's why a T-shirt gets all wet when you sweat, right?
That's correct. You wear my
okay.
T-shirt, and it doesn't.
That's the cool thing here, which is amazing. Also, polyester, you know, there was a period, I don't know, 20, 30 years ago, polyester became very, very popular. But, you know, my experience, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that you know, polyester T-shirts and things like that, you really sweat more in a polyester shirt than you do in a cotton shirt. Cotton seems to me to be better. But your fabric is totally different, am I right? Totally? Than polyester,
yeah,
strictly polyester?
Yeah, well, there's synthetic polypropylene inside. But you, from the naked eye, unless you knew you were an engineer to identify, you would never see the synthetic part of it. You only touch and feel a cotton hand. You don't know. If I didn't put it on the label, you'd never know there was synthetic in the fiber. The yarn itself is made from the cotton polypropylene. I don't have separate yarn. So it's all
okay.
One yarn. And when you touch it, it feels like cotton. Now, our garment, you're correct about cotton. Cotton does not, in some cases, you're not going to perspire as much because you're not heating the body. But if you do perspire, unfortunately, you're going to get soaked. It's one of the worst wicking performance yarns in the world. It's way down
right.
On the bottom of the totem pole compared to polypropylene and polyester. And the only
yeah.
way it will dry is if you have direct heat to it. And you're outside in the sun, and then you'll dry over several minutes.
Right. Well, this is a fascinating discussion. Now, again, the company is called Apparel Strategic Alliances. These, as I understand it, and I know you talked a bit about this last week, but the fiber mill in Georgia had developed the fiber, and they came to you to help them figure out how to get the product on the market. Am I right?
They there was a gentleman by the name of Ron Lipman, who was a known around the world as a yarn seller of yarns, textile yarn. And
right.
CoVision has been working a number of years. We're not the first ones that actually made an attempt at getting it to a finished garment. There have been successes in the past in certain areas, but not on a huge commercial basis. So when Ron came to me 3.5 years ago, he said, listen, we have this fiber from the CoVision from FiberTech, and we believe that if we can take this, we call it the putty, and we come to you, you're the pottery, you know how to get this to retail. How do we get it there? How do we get it into sports-related? And it took almost 2 years to figure out how to actually spin the fiber, dye it, to knit it. There's a lot of secrets to it. There's a lot of things that we have patents on and things like that. It took a long process to get a lot of headaches. Once we got it done, we came out about a year ago with the first apparel in this, and we came out with basic golf shirt, a basic sweatshirt. Unfortunately, when I looked at that, I said, well, this is great. I got this really cool, world-class product, but I'm not going to get people to buy it because our market, not only does it have to be performance-giving, it also has to be cool and fashionable. So then I had to go out and pull in a world-class marketing team. I have a gentleman you'll see, Russell Halstead, I brought in, and we had to go not only take this really cool fabric that we're making in the garments, but we had to also say, what do we do to make this really cool that people will want to wear the product? And once they get it on their body, they're going to go, wow, look at what this does. So you'll look at our garments, and it'll look similar in fashion to what you see with the big guys out there in the performance area. And we're getting tremendous results. We don't make it just in one fabric. We make jersey. We make fleece. We make interlock. We make rib. It's just amazing of all the different types of fabrics that we put into different types of garments. So it was a whole process to get there. Now, again, they had successes in the past of getting it to produce the fabric, but we were the ones that said, how do we get it to market in a big way? And then all these other areas started to happen, which nobody ever thought about. But every day we wake up, Doug, I get a phone call. I guarantee you, almost every day, someone calls me and says, hey, we see what you're doing on this garment. Can you guys do this? That's how we got into the medical business. The medical garment division happened because somebody had Raynaud's syndrome, where people have hot and cold sensations on their hands, and they couldn't keep their hands warm. And he goes, gentlemen, matter of fact, Howard, you just mentioned, Howard Ellis, he said, I have people that have this problem. I think that glove, you can make a glove, I think it would do something. We knitted some samples, and by darn, it worked. And now I said, well, if it works there, maybe we should take a look at diabetic socks and things like that. My goodness, it's just opened up a whole new area other than sports and performance area. We're actually making products now that can enhance your well-being. And by the way, that's the mission of our company. That's our statement. When I formed this company, I wanted to develop a company that can be forward in developing new products that you can wear that will improve your well-being of your physical self. And from this, not only through CoVision, but we're now actually getting into other major performance fabrics. We're working with smart fabrics. We're developing in the work right now of making fabric that will read your vitals. All this is coming about, thank God, because we got into taking a really cool fiber 3.5 years ago, and I would never envision I would be where we're at today. But God bless, it's where we're at, and we're having a great time about it.
Well, it's a remarkable story. For the benefit of people who aren't involved in your industry, in the apparel industry, and you look at your website, what you've created is it's the combination or the marriage of your company, Apparel Strategic Alliances, with CoVisions, the company that makes this fabric, which you've created. It looks like the brand name is Forces of Nature. Is that right?
Yeah, it was kind of comical how that came about. My original approach to the garment industry was I didn't want to launch my own brand name. I worked for major companies. I've been president of companies that develop brands to retail, household brands. I've done that over my career. This is the first time in my career I ever had a product that I could take to the market. It was always taking a celebrity or a cause and making it a brand. And so we were able to brand this. And so when I formed this, that's what the direction we were going is to build a product around that and be able to take this to the next level. But to do that, you had to, you know, in the garment industry, you know, when fashion, you're only as good as your last order, we used to say. And then every time we had to come up with the next fashion thing. In our case now, we're able to brand the product into different areas, which is giving this, you know, chemicals. The force of the nature, however, so I was going to do private label. What they mean by private label is, let's say we take somebody, I'm just going to throw in it, like let's say Tommy Hilfiger, for example. And Tommy once loves my garment fabric. And he could say, I want to brand my garment using your fabric under my name. Would you do that? That's called private label. A lot of the industry does that. And that was the direction we were taking. We were working with retailers. We were working with brand companies, golfing companies, all that. But my goodness, they were taking too long. And unfortunately, we all know that retail is very difficult over the last 24 months. It hasn't been getting any better. People trying to figure out how to sort out, how to do sales. We see a lot of headaches in the retail industry. So when you're bringing a new product to market, when you have all that going on, that turmoil, that even makes it harder for people with a new product or a new brand to get to market. If it took 6 months 5 years ago, now it's going to take a year and a half, just because they have to be ultra safe. Many people signing off, and in the old days, a GM or a buyer, if he liked it or if she liked it, they would just say, go. Today, it takes a committee. So this was dragging so long. So I said to my partners, I said, oh, my God. And they're also, they have trouble understanding that cotton can do everything in polyester. So now I have to be a teacher. In my first life, when I got out of college, I was a school teacher before I got into engineering. So I said to my partners, we're going to have to teach the world at the point of sale what this does, because obviously a lot of the retailers do not do a good job at getting the message across the point of sale. So if I get it there and the consumer doesn't understand it, then we're dead. So I said, here we go. I'm back in the branding business. And I said, oh, boy. So I'm sitting there thinking, I'm dealing with water. I'm dealing with materials from the earth and all that. And being a teacher, I'm thinking earth, wind, air, and it hit me, forces of nature. And I said to my attorney, figure this out quick, but I think I got the name that I can brand this with. And literally that's how it came to come to this level. There's other versions of force of nature and all that, but there's nobody out there doing forces of nature. And literally, this product is really, if I could come up with a better phrase, if I didn't think about it, this is such a great fit because it is forces of nature. It's inherent. A lot of the competition, even in cotton sometimes, they'll tell you it wicks. They put a solution on the garment, okay? They can trick you to think that it wicks. It only lasts for about 30 washings in your washing machine, and then it doesn't wick anymore. We really have a product that, because of the fiber itself, how it comes from the earth, what gives you the moisture management, the breathability, the thermal regulating, the stain resistance, the antimicrobial. It's all inherent of the fiber. We're not doing anything. We're not adding anything. It's truly mechanical. Our competition has to add things to it, treatments and topical solutions of chemistry to make it work. Ours is truly a force of nature.
You know what's amazing? You have written that your cotton T-shirt, a cotton T-shirt made out of your fabric, is warmer than a down jacket in the winter, but at the same time in the summertime, it keeps you cool. You may not even sweat. I mean, that sounds impossible.
What's so amazing, we found out, Doug, it isn't how much you, like in the garment industry, and when you're going to buy garments, depending if you're going for summer wear or winter wear. Obviously, the winter you want to buy heavy. In the summer, you buy light. So in our minds, we believe that the more you layer, the heavier the garment, the warmer you are. That's what man thinks about. So you go out and you buy a mountain parka for the winter. You buy long johns and all that. The summer, you wear a T-shirt and a pair of shorts. Okay? So the more you layer, the thicker it is in a person's mind, the warmer you are. And by touching it, that is correct also. It's almost like insulation in your house, the R factor. When we tested our T-shirt, here's what was so incredible. We make T-shirts and we make heavy sweaters. When we tested the thermal retention and thermal regulating of the T-shirt against the down-filled jacket, it had the same score. This is all done in an independent lab. And then, so you could walk out with your T-shirt on and it could be 20 degrees outside. If you had a long-sleeve shirt, you'll probably be okay. If you wear a short sleeve, your arms will get a little cold, but your body will keep warm. And in the summer, it doesn't let you get hot. And if you get extremely hot, if it did happen, it does wick and cool. Now, one of the things we found out, we make sweaters. So a lot of people like a heavy cable sweater. You want it really heavy. It weighs like 2 pounds a sweater. And then in the summer, you buy a nice merino wool cashmere sweater, and it weighs like 3/4 of a pound, and it's lightweight. We found out when we did that, the yarn in our sweater, that when we tested both sweaters, different weight, that they had the same thermal regulating rate. The conclusion we came to was it wasn't how much we used, but as long as it touched your body. That revolutionized the outdoor industry that we believe as it's coming forward. Because if you mountain climb or you go hiking, the less weight you carry, whether it's camping gear or apparel or sleeping bag, the less weight you have to carry on your person, the less exhaustion and dehydration you will carry. Okay?
Let me interrupt you for a minute here, only because time is running out. One quick question. And Jim's going to be back with us again next week. We can continue this fascinating subject. How can anyone listening recognize your fabric, your products, if they see them in the store? Is it under your brand name, or is it under a lot of different brand names?
Right now, you'll see it under our brand name with a hang tag that'll have the Cool Vision Fiber logo, which you'll see on our site, and that's the key. So if we happen to do something for some brand down the road, which we aren't right now, but we would like to do. If you see that Cool Vision brand, you'll know the secret sauce is there. And you'll know that hopefully ASA had some hand in making that product for them. So right now, it's a force of nature. You'll see on our website, we have 7 brands now. Camo, Sock, Medical.
Well, listen, we've run out of time. Jim Saar has been our guest. He is the president, the Heat Vet Engine Chief Engineer here of Apparel Strategic Alliances, the company that's responsible for getting this incredible new fabric out on the market in a variety of different clothes, winter clothes, summer clothes, performance clothes, sheeting, medical devices. It's pretty amazing. Jim, this really is fascinating. Thank you, and we look forward to having you back again next week, okay?
Yeah, it's been a pleasure speaking with you today. Thank you so much.
Jim Saar, our guest, go to that website, folks. The short version is We Are ASA. We Are ASA.
You've been listening to CUTV News Radio. If you want to learn more about our programming or perhaps be considered for a future show, visit us on the web at www.cutvnews.com. And if you enjoyed listening to today's show, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher, and be sure to write a review. Thanks for listening, and from all of us at CUTV News Radio, we hope you have a productive and inspired day.
We certainly do. That's it for today's show. I'm Doug Llewellyn. Thanks for being with us. See you next time, everybody. Have a great day wherever you are. Bye for now.